This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, even in the new year, it does not matter who the host is. What will always matter is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Monday, January the 5th of 2026. Yes, I am having the privilege of finally saying that. Anyways, how have you been? It has definitely been way too long since we last got to hang out and do our things together. That is for sure. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yep, infiltration in Radio Big is still the way that we are doing our thing. No doubt about that. Hanging out, moving, and going, and doing all of the things that we need to do. So thank you very much in that particular regards of hanging out and, you know, all the fun stuff. So because, hey, we're back here in 2026, you know, you're going to hear all that stuff coming today, especially if it's your first day back. So yeah, you know, we're going to be talking about safety. We're going to be talking about the news. Safety in the news is kind of the way that we've done the show. So we're not going to change that up in that particular regards. So I will tell you, we do have quite a few writers around here that assist with the show and all that stuff. Part of the staff is gone. Just kind of going into the new year, they said that this was not the field that they wanted to be in. Hey, I get it. It happens. So there will be some minor changes as we go, but we're constantly talking about some of the changes that we do here. So don't worry about that. Just wanting to let you know, if you do see some things that you might have liked or sprinkled in before, well, some of the things in the background have changed in regards to what we were doing, but we're still the Rated R Safety Show, so don't worry about that. It will go through everything. If you want to interact with what we're doing, it's simple to do so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, text messaging, that's audio, video, text messaging will get you through the whole gamut of stuff that we have going on. No, seriously. Then once you're inside of that multiverse, it'll give me a prompt on the screen depending on what you chose, and then we kind of go from there. That is the way that we do it. It's kind of the way that we've done it, and I don't think we're going to be changing that anytime soon. So with that being said, I have some friends that come in from Feature Story News. They'll start talking right away about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's just what they do here, no doubt. and then we'll have them talk. We'll sit back, relax, take a linger-inger of everything that's going on, and then move it forward. That's it. That is the whole kabuddle of everything that is going on. So there you go. Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to bring in my friends from Feature Story News, and I think we'll get moving and grooving right now. By the way, if you do not know this, besides that we're here on this video segment, we're also on RadioBig.fm. We're also on SafetyFM.com. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Odyssey. We're on Live 365. If you can think about the streaming service, with the exception of SiriusXM, we are there. So just a little FYI, but we're even inside of that multiverse if you go through the Pandora app. So we'll just leave that for a different seg to talk about. So with that being said, let's get into our news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Stuart Smith. The United States says it's not at war with Venezuela after the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, was captured and brought to America to stand trial. The U.S. operation has created a clear divide internationally and domestically over the legality of the Trump administration's action, with Democrats on Capitol Hill calling it wildly illegal, as Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Top U.S. officials in Washington on Sunday seemed to be moving away from that idea presented by Donald Trump that the U.S. was planning to run Venezuela. We know that the former vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, has been sworn into power. The U.S. hasn't exactly endorsed her to run the country, as she is a Maduro ally and was by his side during his years in power. One person who has spoken to her is the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, but during various briefings that he gave to US media on Sunday about that phone call, he had few details as to how that US-Venezuelan partnership might work. He did, however, say that the US military, in the form of the Navy surrounding the Venezuelan coastline, is standing ready. He said that it would be used as leverage to ensure that the United States gets what it wants in the coming days.
Venezuela's former president is expected to appear in court in New York later after being captured by U.S. special forces and taken to a Brooklyn jail. The 63-year-old and his wife face narco-terrorism charges from the U.S., which they deny. Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, says the U.S. should now collaborate with the country within the framework of international law. Director for Policy at Crisis Group, Ivan Briscoe, says it's not clear what happens next.
They've grabbed Maduro, but they've left the entirety of the Chavista regime in power, which is an extraordinary arrangement. That was another surprise. We at least presume that if the US was going to move against Venezuela, they would try to decapitate not just the president, but most of the ruling clique.
U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Washington could raise tariffs on Indian goods if New Delhi continues buying Russian oil. The remarks highlight a fresh point of friction in an otherwise expanding strategic partnership. Shitish Nagar reports from New Delhi.
Speaking to reporters on board the Air Force One, President Trump said Prime Minister Narendra Modi was aware that Washington was, quote, not happy with India's continued purchases of Russian oil and warned that higher tariffs could follow if oil imports are not curtailed further. The United States has already doubled tariffs on Indian imports to around 50% last year as part of pressure over Russia-linked trade.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, while European governments were completely taken aback by President Trump's decision to attack Venezuela over the weekend, seize former President Nicolas Maduro, and insist that the United States is now running the country, many European leaders have also been hesitant to condemn entirely what the American leader has done and characterize it as illegal. But their own political parties are restive. Take a listen to Dame Emily Thornberry, Chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee in the British Parliament and a lawmaker from Prime Minister Keir Starmer's governing Labour Party. She is in no doubt that a confrontation with Donald Trump is now looming over the assault on Caracas.
I don't think it's legal. I can't see the legal justification for it. And I can't see where the Americans are going next. And I think that it is very worrying. And it is flies against the international norms that we have all relied on in order to try to keep this world safe. I mean, what message does this give to President Xi? when it comes to Taiwan, or frankly, to Putin when it comes to Ukraine. Because also he's also said, isn't he, that he's going to reintroduce this doctrine whereby there's now three spheres of influence. You know, the Russians have a sphere of influence, the Chinese have a sphere of influence, and the Americans have a sphere of influence. What does that mean for Ukraine?
And she thinks her own government will be in a very sticky position at the United Nations this week as calls grow for the world body to condemn the American action. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the United States says it's not at war with Venezuela after the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, was captured and brought to America to stand trial. The 63-year-old is expected in court in New York later on narco-terrorism charges. The Danish prime minister has demanded President Trump stop threatening Greenland. And a ban on advertising so-called junk food on television, when children are likely to be viewing, has come into force in the UK. That's the latest feature story news. Stuart Smith reporting.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns, and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow. Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
He's a man. It's awesome, funny, random, doesn't make any sense, but it's good.
Jay Allen in the morning on Radio Big.
I kind of feel like we're always random, so I'm not 100% sure what exactly I'm supposed to say there, because, you know, it's always random what exactly we're doing around here. No doubt about that. So what do you think? A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So as we are into this thing and we're talking and moving and doing all the fun stuff that we get to do, how was your New Year's, your Christmas, your holiday season? A lot of people talk about that stuff as we start getting involved. So if you're ready, let's do this, because there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Start talking about the box office, because people cared about that, it seemed like, towards the end of the year.
The top spot at the box office this weekend.
At the box office.
The box office roundup.
The weekend box office.
At the box office this weekend.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Coming into the number 10 spot was Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2 with $2.7 million. At number 9 was Wicked for Good, $3.3 million. At number 8 was Song Sung Blue, $5.8 million. At number 7 was David with $8 million. SpongeBob. The SpongeBob movie, Search for SquarePants, $8.2 million. Number 6. And number 5 was Anaconda, $10 million. And number 4 was Mighty Supreme with $12.6 million. And number 3 was The Housemaid with $14.9 million. At the number 2 spot was Zootopia 2, and the number one movie, apparently, I think this is the third week in a row, but don't hold me to that last part. Coming in at number one, it was Avatar Fire and Ash. It's number one in North America for the third weekend. Yeah, I guess I did have that right. Earning $40 million over the weekend. Worldwide, or globally, I should say, it passed over, $1 billion. $1 billion. That's with a B. As we are talking about that. So kind of interesting stuff as we are getting into it. So let's talk about some stuff going on real quick, because, you know, it was an interesting time during our time away, no doubt there. So take a listen to this. New travel restrictions are ordered by president took effect on January the 2nd, expanding the U.S. travel ban to 39 countries and entities. The move follows President Trump's December 16th order, citing national security concerns and failures in screenings and vetting process. According to the U.S. Customs and Immigration Services, the newly restricted nations are unable or unwilling to properly identify travelers, share critical security information, and prevent individuals who would pose public safety or national security threats, from entering the United States. Officials emphasize that entry will be denied to anyone linked to terrorism actions or actions that could destabilize the U.S. culture, government, and institution. 12 countries have been added to the travel ban, and includes these: Afghanistan, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, Haiti, and several African nations. 5 more countries: Burkina Faso, Mali, South Sudan, and Syria. So And it looks like, what I think, no, I don't have the rest of that one. That one seems to be missing something. Along with anyone holding travel documents from Palestinian authorities or Palestinian authorities, and also are fully restricted. Laos and Sierra Leone were upgraded from partial to full bans before December's order. 19 nations were restricted. The president nearly doubled that number following ongoing global violence and newly uncovered fraud tied to travel documents. So there you go. There you go. So what else did we have? Yesterday was a big day. Are you a football watcher? I mean, do we want to do scores? We can do scores if you care about that. We'll do scores first. Okay. So let's see. Saturday, the Buccaneers won 16-14. No, we're not doing this. This is like the full route. Okay, let's not talk about that. We'll talk about the Travis Kelce. Final addresses possible retirement as the Chiefs lose to the NFL's worst team, and it would have been humiliating to end his career. Travis Kelce is staring down the biggest decision in his career. He is not rushing into it. No, seriously, he's not rushing into it. I'm not sure what's going on over here. He's not rushing into it. And after the Kansas City Chiefs closed their disastrous season with a 14-12 loss to the Raiders, Travis admitted that he'll take some time to lean on the family and reflect as he weighs through to retire after 13 seasons. The loss was brutal. No playoffs for the Chiefs, and the first time since 2014, no Patrick Mahomes under center and no touchdown. Just the kicker is that Harrison Butker keeping the lights on. Travis looked visibly deflated heading into the locker rooms. And afterwards, it made it clear that nothing had been decided yet. He said that he still loves the team and organization, but acknowledged that his call won't be an easy one to come forward with. Unlikely last year when he quickly knew that he wanted to return, this time he said, who knows? So there you go. Okay, so let's do a couple of different things here because, you know, we get to talk a little bit about everything that's going on. President Trump's threatened military action against Colombia government and said that Cuba was next on the following Sunday, a day after arresting Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Trump called Colombia a U.S. ally, very sick, and run by sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States. Relations between Washington and Bogota have plummeted during the second Trump administration beginning in January when both sides threatened one another tit-for-tat tariffs after Colombian President Gustavo Petro barred the United States from sending military planes carrying migrants from landing into the country. Trump has steadily increased the rhetoric targeting the socialist leader, going so far to lob unfounded allegations of drug crimes at Petro, who has repeatedly denied that while pursuing domestic anti-narcotics efforts. Petro has also accused Trump of murder for killing at least one Colombian fisherman in September in the military strike on boats in international waters. The United States alleges that we're involved in drug trafficking. On the plane yesterday, Trump reiterated the unfounded drug allegations against Petro and said he's not going to be doing it for very long. When asked whether that'd be military operations involving Colombia, Trump said, sounds good to me. You know why? Because they kill a lot of people. That's what was said. So there you go. Some information right there. Let's continue with this one. We'll continue down this link for a moment. President Trump says that the U.S. is now running Venezuela as long as it takes after American special forces carried out the surprise overnight raid and captured Venezuela's strongman Nicolas Maduro and his wife while they were asleep in Caracas. Speaking from Mar-a-Lago, the president said that the U.S. will govern Venezuela indefinitely until a safe, proper judicious transition has occurred. And again, it can happen, arguing that handing over power too quickly would just restart the same mess. Details on how America plans to manage the nation of 30 million were thin, but it was made clear that Venezuela's massive oil reserves would bankroll the rebuild. Maduro, whom the president accuses of leading the cartel de los Soles, the drug operations, was grabbed by Delta Force, flown to the USS Iwo Jima, is headed to New York to face longstanding federal drug weapon charges. His wife, Cilia, is also expected to be charged, even though it wasn't specifically disclosed what they would be. The president admitted to Congress that he briefed beforehand, saying that leaks could have tipped off Maduro. He praised the raid of one of the most daring military operations ever and said that he watched it unfold on like a TV show, speed, explosion, and all. So there you go. Take a listen to this.
We're going to stay until such time as the proper transition can take place. So we're going to stay until such time as we're going to run it, essentially, until such time as a proper transition can take place. As everyone knows, the oil business in Venezuela has been a bust, a total bust, for a long period of time. They were pumping almost nothing by comparison to what they could have been pumping and what could have taken place. We're going to have our very large United States oil companies, the biggest anywhere in the world, go in, spend billions of dollars, fix the badly broken infrastructure, the oil infrastructure, and start making money for the country.
Okay, so it sounds like we're revisiting Landman, is what it sounds like there for a moment for me. So there you go. Okay, what else do we got going on here? Let's talk about this. Pope Leo XIV says that he's watching Venezuela's condition with deep concern. The Pope spoke out on the Venezuela crisis a day after the United States launched a surprise strike and captured Venezuela's leader. Addressing the crowd in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said that he's following the situation with great concern and stressed that Venezuela must remain sovereign. Independent nation. The first American Pope called for an end to violence and urged respect for the Venezuelan constitution, rule of law, and basic human and civil rights. He emphasized that that the needs of the Venezuelan people, especially the poorest, who have been hit the hardest by the country's economic collapse, should come before politics. He also asked for prayers for peace instead of stability. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on there, definitely, as we're talking. So what do you think about this? Like, what is your opinion overall of everything that is going on? Because, hey, you know, there are people talking about this stuff. This is things that are going on. So it is one of these things that we go through and we say, hey, let's talk about it, because what is going on? Like, hey, this is the world that we're currently living, and you have to take it with a grain of salt. It's a good thing for some, bad things for other, depending on how you're taking a look at it. Some people are extremely pissed off of what happened. Some people are extremely happy. So I don't know. It's one of those things that I look at and I go, I have no idea what to think overall when it comes to it. It's just one of those things.
What is that smell?
Well, that's the smell of 2026. 2026. Are you digging it?
Yeah, I mean, are you digging what's going on? I mean, that's going to be what's going to go into the whole thing as we are talking. So there you go. There you go. There you go. So should we do this one? Yeah, let's do this one real quick.
As we wrap up another year, we want to thank you for making 2025 one of our best years ever. And we'll continue to keep you company through 2026 and beyond.
Yeah, you know how it goes, a lot of stuff. So you know that we normally do a lot of stuff where we're talking about what's going on inside of the world. So let's do this, because I think it's going to be important to do so. Let's see. Where do we want to start? You know that some people were super excited about 2025 and it coming to a year, to the year end. So here are some clipper rippers for last year.
2025.
Year in Review.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have announced that they are engaged. The Grammy-winning mega pop star and Kansas City Chiefs All-Pro tight end announced the news on Instagram just moments ago.
Saddened and surprised to hear about the passing of the great Diane Keaton, who we lost way too soon. She was 79. Her movies and her style made her an icon.
For the second time, the Vince Lombardi Trophy is headed to Philadelphia. Eagles fly in Super Bowl 59.
So there you go. That is one of the first ones for the year in review. What do you think right there? Let's continue doing a little bit about this because, you know, people like that kind of stuff. So let's go ahead and talk about it for a moment.
2025. Year in review.
I'm doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Bad Bunny is named halftime headliner, delighting his global fan base.
Bad Bunny is slated to become the first Latino male artist to headline the Super Bowl.
But some others blasted the choice.
This guy does not seem like a unifying entertainer.
Jimmy Kimmel will return to his late night show. That is according to a statement just released by the Walt Disney Company. Kimmel, as you know, was suspended last week following comments about the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
The judge has just sentenced Sean Diddy Combs to 4 years in prison. He was found guilty over the summer on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution in connection with his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura and another woman, but was acquitted on more serious charges that could have sent him to prison for life.
Yeah, so there you go. A lot of other stuff going on right there in regards to the year in review as we are talking about stuff. So there you go. A lot of things going on. If you're willing to take a listen, that is no joke whatsoever. Do we want to go into the Zelensky White House thing? Let's talk about some of that.
2025. Year in review.
The Ukrainian president and the U.S. president there in the Oval Office on their visit.
Even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future. God bless.
You don't know that.
God bless. You don't God know bless. That. You don't, will not have gotta, war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because
I'm
you're in no position to dictate that.
That's exactly what
you're
doing.
You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Kirk bounces well up the middle. Pitch to the back. Over to first to beat the champ. You got to knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles.
Legendary actor and director Robert Redford has passed away. He was 89 years old.
Yeah, there you go. You know, some more stuff always going on. We're so close to our main story, but let me give you just one more review because, you know, I don't want ever want to make these large clips like this. That's why it's kind of broken up. So let's take a listen to this one.
2025. Year in review.
A new development into the investigation of filmmaker Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle's death. In just the last hour, we're learning that their son Nick Reiner has been arrested in connection with their deaths. That's according to two law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the investigation.
U.S. conservative activist Charlie Kirk, co-founder of Turning Point USA, was fatally shot while speaking at Utah Valley University in Orem. The 31-year-old was delivering remarks at 12:20 p.m. during his American comeback tour when a bullet struck him in the neck.
Dictionary.com announced today 6-7 as its 2025 Word of the Year. The vague slang term was made popular by teenagers on social media, eventually creating a life of its own.
Okay, so there you go. That's kind of the year in review, at least from that side. Let's talk about it from my versionality, if you don't mind. We'll go ahead and do that right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So, you know, normally during our main stories, we go about 7 minutes or so, but 7 minutes is not a lot of time to summarize a year. But honestly, 2025 wasn't a year that needs summarization, if anything, or even summarizing. It was a year that needed interpreting, if anything, if you kind of think about it for a moment. Because it's being, if we're being real with you, which we kind of always try to be as much as possible, this year didn't feel like a straight line forward. If anything, it felt a little bit more static. It felt like noise. It felt like moments that were, you know, that things should have made sense and They sure as shit didn't. And if you know about safety and you know about leadership and you know about operations, or honestly, or you're just paying attention, you probably felt it too. So let's talk about what actually happened. Not the sanitized LinkedIn version or the version that you'll hear on some corporate paperwork. 2025 was the year of anything. It was the year of distortion. 2025 wasn't about failure. It was about distortion. We saw the initiatives, more dashboards, more programs, more slogans, and yet fewer people actually felt aligned. Organizations lacked activity. They lacked clarity, because the activities weren't lacked at all. People weren't disengaged because they didn't care. They were disengaged because the signal kept, well, changing. One week it was safety culture. The next week was production pressure, then engagement, then in compliance. Uh-oh, and let's not forget the magic word, and then AI, and then back. Do we do more or do we do less? You know, it, like I said, full of distortion. And somewhere in there, people stopped asking why and started asking, how do we survive this shit? It's really how it went down. And that's not burnout. That's the meaning of erosion. Think about it for a moment. And pretending that otherwise, yes, you know, is part of the problem, you know, oh, everything is just kind of what's going on. We'll work around it. So here's what I learned last year, and I'm just going to share this with you. Here's the uncomfortable truth of what I learned in 2025. Most organizations are not broken. They're mistuned. You know, like a radio station, you know, like the old, you know, when you had to kind of sort them in, that, you know, it's like a radio station that's close, but not quite locked in, you know, where you get that little static buildup. If you're still listening to radio, if you're going from town to town, how it doesn't work perfectly. The message is there, but it's fuzzy. People are hear something, but not the same thing. And leadership assumes a clarity because they understand it. The assumption caused people trust this year. I mean, that is exactly what happened in 2025. Not because leaders were malicious, but because they were certain. Uncertainty without feedback is just confident noise. So for me personally, 2025 was the year that I stopped trying to be everywhere at once. I stopped chasing reach for the sake of reach. I stopped pretending that more content automatically means a lot more impact. And I started paying attention to what actually resonated, even when it reached fewer people. I want to make sure that I reference that, because there is the thing. A clean signal doesn't need more volume. It needs coherence. And the realization changed how I think about this show, about Safety FM, and about consulting, and about what comes next. So I'm going to share 2026 with you. 2026 is not about doing more. It's about doing clearer, if anything. Here's what that means. First, fewer conversations that are performative. More conversations that are diagnostic. Think about that. Not performative conversations, diagnostics. We're going to spend less time asking, does this sound good? And more time asking, what is this actually doing inside of the system? Second, less obsession with tools and more attention to interpretation. We get so hung up on the gadgets because tools don't fix confusion. Dashboards don't resolve misalignment, and policies don't create belief. People don't need another initiative. They need a stable signal. So here's what you'll notice moving forward. Fewer shallow takes, fewer trend chases, fewer five tips to fix your culture conversations. Instead, we're going to slow things down. We're going to talk about how meaning drifts inside of organizations, why well-intended messages get corrupted, how leaders unwillingly become signal disruptors, and how safety actually lives between people, not in programs. This isn't here, you know, to hype you up, because that's not what I do around here, that's for sure. It's here to help you see clearly. Sometimes that will be a little bit uncomfortable as we go throughout the year, and sometimes it won't land cleanly because I just don't do it that way. but it will always be honest. And I mean, that's just kind of what we do around here. I'm not asking you to listen more, and I'm sure as shit not asking you to notice more. What you should notice is when the language stops matching the behavior, when urgency replaces understanding, and when certainty shows up without curiosity. Because those moments, as things start to fracture, you'll notice them right away. And if you can't see them early, you can't intervene before people get disengaged. Before safety erodes and before culture becomes one of those postures, you know, when people start doing, hey, you're almost looking at them and going, hey, it's now we're going to put a safety culture poster here instead of, you know, putting into practice. So what does all this mean? 2025 wasn't a loss. It was more of a calibration year. It showed us that the signal was weak, where the noise was loud, and where we've been confusing activity with alignment. And 2026 is about correction, not dramatic change, not radical reinvention. Just a steadier signal. A broadcast that is a little bit clearer. And received the same way by everyone listening, which will be the interesting part. And if that's the kind of conversations you want to be part of, well, you're in the right place, because that's what we'll do. So be on the lookout. What are you wanting this year to be? I mean, if you're starting work today, maybe that's one of those things that we should have that conversation about, because it's definitely going to be an interesting year.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This isn't a safety manual.
It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Our station is so big that you don't have to do much to make it work for you. Radio Big.
Just another dream.
Okay, here we are, 46 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. You know, the first one of these things in 2026. Yeah, we're listening right now to some fragments of The Real. No doubt about that. The only reason I know it's called that, because that's what I titled the thing. Yeah, the fragments of The Real. Yeah, they continue to go through the whole thing. No doubt about that. Yeah.
Break the code, taste the spark.
So, a lot of stuff going on for sure in our multiverse as we are talking about things. So, there you go. So, let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world, because it's always important to do this. Let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to health, and we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. Find out more information. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, you're going to see information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. I'm going to tell you, you go to the website, take a look around, it can change everything for you. And I don't say that figuratively speaking. I'm being direct here in regards of what all it can change as you get there. No doubt about that. So there you go. So what do you think? What do you think about everything going on inside of the world, though? Because, you know, people are constantly talking about everything that is going on. So there you go. So let's get into some of the other stuff, because there's always things going on. Let's just be realistic as we are talking. As you looked into this and we started talking, you know, late last year about plans for this year, have you made your list? Have you made your list of the 12 books you're going to read this year? If you haven't done so, maybe there should be some to think about. And no, this is not a plug for one of my books. I'm saying, you know, maybe it's time to give some consideration on what you want to read this year, because that's kind of one of those things. So let's talk about some New Year's resolutions, because that's kind of what we're talking about. It's New Year's resolution. It feels extra hard this year. It's not just for you. It's the moment that we're living in. Psychologists say that their New Year's usually work as a mental reset button, what researchers call the fresh start effect. But right now, that button is kind of, you know, a little bit jammed. Mental health is sliding, especially among younger people, and big picture stress, climate anxiety, political chaos, money worries, makes the idea of starting over feel more, you know, exhausting than inspiring. And on top of that, constant upheaval of that has led to the changes of fatigue, where even positive changes feel like just another thing to survive. Research shows that when people feel threatened or out of control, their ability to imagine a better future shrinks. Instead of dreaming big, the brain goes straight to the worst case scenarios. So struggling with resolutions doesn't mean you're lazy. It means your mental bandwidth is tapped out. The article highlights the possibility of thinking, which only works when you can imagine, yes, imagine, can imagine people change and feel able to act on. And when either side collapses, motivation follows. Studies even outside of New Year's resolution show that unfair, poorly supported by changes that drains energy instead of sparking hope. So if you haven't done the 12 books, don't worry about it. Maybe it's just time to think about, what can I do to better myself? Maybe that's the way to do it. Let's talk about somebody who's always kind of positive about life.
Duh.
And let's bring some John Smalls in and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute. The
Motivation Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Kyle. John Wooden said, "Don't give up on your dreams, or your dreams will give up on you." I love this quote. Have you given up on your dreams? Do you even remember your dreams? I'm absolutely blessed to be living my dreams every single day. My dream was always a simple one: to entertain people, to make people smile and laugh and make their day better. How do I go about doing that? Well, I share fun stuff on my social media pages rather than picking fights. I use my time here on the radio to give positive and fun information. And as a stand-up comic, I make sure that each story or joke that I tell will add to the enjoyment of your life. I'm not there to push my agenda or tell my thoughts on an important topic. I'm there to make you feel better, even if you had a rough day. My job is simple: to make you smile, or even better yet, to make you laugh. The Motivation Minute. This has been The Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Roseanne R. Safety Show.
Venezuela is still on edge as residents adjust to life after the dramatic U.S. raid that seized President Nicolas Maduro and left power in Caracas in flux.
Streets in the capital and other cities are quieter than usual as people stay inside, watching events unfold on television and social media. Authorities say the main international airport remains open. Venezuela's Supreme Court has directed Vice President Delcy Rodriguez to take over as acting president. Kyle Norris reports.
Leaders around the world are reacting sharply to the U.S. decision to capture Maduro in a surprise military operation. Lawrence Keller reports.
The Venezuelan defense minister has denounced the raid as a cowardly kidnapping, while crowds in Caracas have gathered both to condemn and to celebrate Maduro's removal. A joint U.S. Justice Department statement describes an extensive interagency effort to plan and carry out the operation.
Members of Congress from both parties appeared on Sunday talk shows to debate the legality and wisdom of the strike, with some Republicans calling it a necessary step against a dictator and some Democrats warning it may violate U.S. and international law.
An AP blog details shifting statements from officials, including assurances from Senator Marco Rubio, that the United States does not plan to run Venezuela directly. Legal experts are now weighing how the operation fits with past precedents for overseas arrests of foreign leaders accused of narcotics and corruption crimes. Kevin Sanders reports.
This is the latest news headlines.
Thank you. In Switzerland, investigators are trying to piece together how a holiday party at a nightclub in the Alps turned into a deadly inferno, killing dozens of people. Officials say at least 40 people died when flames ripped through the crowded club on New Year's Day after witnesses reported seeing champagne sparklers near decorations. Fire crews battled the blaze in sub-freezing mountain weather, while survivors described frantic efforts to reach exits as thick smoke filled the room. Flooding covered a 15-mile stretch from the Sausalito area to San Rafael, leaving some drivers stranded in water that reached 3 to 4 feet deep before rescuers could reach them. Marin County officials say the tides were the highest in more than two decades, combining with downpours to create what one sheriff sergeant called the perfect storm for street flooding. The National Weather Service issued flood warnings and urged people to stay off the roads. In Washington, D.C., officers who fought to defend the U.S. Capitol on January 6th are speaking out again as another anniversary of the attack approaches.
One officer, Sergeant Aquilino Gonnell, has recalled being dragged into the mob outside the Capitol's West Front entrance, beaten and nearly suffocated while trying to hold back rioters who believe the 2020 election was stolen. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Okay, so there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on this date. If we take a look around, let's see, back in, let's say 1996, Miami Dolphin coach Don Shula announces his retirement. That happened back on this date in 1996. If you're looking at some celebrity birthdays for today, let's go ahead and get into some of those. Robert Duvall turns 95. Ted Lange turned 78. Pamela Sue Martin turned 73. Carrie Ann turns 58. Marilyn Manson turns 57. Bradley Cooper turns 51 today. And January Jones, she turns 48 today. So there you go. Some birthdays going on for sure. Let's talk about, things you ought to know. A Christmas Eve jazz concert at the Kennedy Center was canceled after President Trump's name changed of the venue. The annual holiday concert hosted by musician Chuck Redd was supposed to take place in the afternoon of Wednesday, December the 24th at the venue in Washington, D.C. However, Redd told the Associated Press that he pulled out of the festive show after seeing Trump's name on the building. When I saw the name change on the Kennedy Center website and then hours later on the building, I chose to cancel our concert, he said. So there you go. Also, after getting knocked out by Anthony Joshua on December the 19th and hitting the canvas repeatedly in the process, Paul has now taken another hit, this time on paper. The WNBA has dropped him entirely from the cruiserweight ranking. Paul was previously ranked at number 14, but when the updated contender list came out on December the 31st, his name was gone. No explanation, just vanished. So there you go. What else do I got? Let's see. We got some more stuff. How much time do we have? Okay, we're almost running out of time. So let's do this one. Chinese automaker BYD officially passed Tesla in 2025 to become the world's top electric vehicle seller. According to sales data released by both companies, the milestone marks a dramatic reversal from 2011 when Tesla CEO Elon Musk publicly dismissed BYD, a serious competitor, questioning the quality of its product and suggesting the company should focus on surviving in China. More than a decade later, BYD not only survived, it's surged ahead. Despite not selling its EVs at retail in the United States, BYD still managed to outsell Tesla globally, powered largely by massive growth in China and other international markets. Meanwhile, China remains one of Tesla's most important markets, underscoring how significant BYD's rise has been. So there you go. Some stuff going on for sure as we are talking, no doubt about that. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. No doubt about that one. Anyways, if I can't leave you with some words of wisdom for the day, this is a new year, a new beginning, and things will change. So take a look at it that way. And then if I could just give you some typical advice for today, a simple way to keep metal fragments and shavings from flying all over when you're drilling is to put a magnet next to the bit. This keeps the material pieces off the floor, your vise, and your body. However, you still need to wear eye protection. When you're done, just clean the magnet and just do it right over the trash. So there you go. Anyways, thanks for listening. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
When I touch them, I can't tell what I feel.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from Jay Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking, rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety Transmission, The Collapse of the Construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.